KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies and very light fog in Atlantic currently, and it's 52 degrees. We do look for the light fog to dissipate and skies to be partly cloudy today, a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping the news this morning, officials of the AHSTW School District posted Tuesday evening on their social media site that a district school bus had been involved in a collision with a car southeast of Walnut at Highway 83 and 570th Street. Seven students were on board the bus, including the driver. Two were transported to the hospital as a precautionary measure. Two people in the car were also transported to the hospital. No report on the injury status. Walnut Rescue, Medevac, and Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene. No other information is currently available. There were 581 Iowans convicted of passing a stopped school bus last year. Iowa Department of Transportation Director Mark Lowe said the best way to avoid a ticket or a crash is to simply obey the speed limit and keep your eyes on the road.
And one of the most common comments that I hear from people is that I didn't mean to pass the school bus, I just didn't see it in time, or I couldn't stop in time. And I think it brings us to a really important point about school bus safety, which is it's really important for all of us to know and understand the safe and legal way to interact with a school bus and kids around a school bus. But we can't do that if we don't see the school bus in the first place.
Lowe said there have been at least two incidents in the past 2 years in which drivers have been killed when their vehicle smashed into the back of an Iowa school bus. Acting Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg says the 10-foot perimeter around a school bus is sometimes called the danger zone.
The danger zone makes it hard to see children trying to get on or off the bus or cross a highway. Add that in with drivers' hectic schedules, the lack of a morning coffee, the distraction of a phone buzzing, the stress of a busy day, or even the morning or afternoon sun, and it's a potential recipe for disaster.
Drivers are to stop when the yellow lights on a school bus are flashing unless the bus is on a road that's four lanes wide. In that instance, vehicles on a four-lane road that are behind the bus must stop. 5 years ago, the penalties for passing a stopped school bus were raised, and first-time offenders lose their driver's license for 30 days. Caden's Law was named after 7-year-old Caden Halverson of Northwood. She was struck and killed by a pickup while she was crossing the road to board her school bus. Elsewhere in the news, the Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest late last night of 35-year-old Bradley Olson of Leon. Olson was taken into custody following a traffic stop just before midnight at the intersection of Redwood and 130th. He was pulled over for having a burned-out or defective license plate light. A records check indicated Olson was driving under suspension. Additional charges were pending. Olson was taken to the Adams County Jail and held on a $300 bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest at around 8:10 p.m. Tuesday of 55-year-old Danny Myers Moody of Villisca. Moody was taken into custody in the 2300 block of Eastern Avenue for disorderly conduct. He was transported to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Tuesday released a report on numerous arrests that had took place over the past week. On Monday, 57-year-old Rhonda Michelle Hafner of Griswold was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear for a probation violation hearing. And during the arrest, Hafner was charged with OWI second offense, possession of alprazolam, second offense, possession of hydrocodone, second offense, driving while revoked, possession of marijuana, second offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with official acts. Hafner was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held Tuesday on a $13,000 bond. Last Saturday, Cass County deputies arrested 25-year-old Jake Andrew Hulsbus and 22-year-old Kyle Lynn Wilson, both of whom are from Atlantic. The men were charged with possession of marijuana, first offense, and brought to the Cass County Jail. They were later released on their own recognizance. On August 25th, Cass County deputies arrested 48-year-old Glenn Lee Rollcoles of Atlantic on a federal warrant for a person prohibited from possessing a firearm. During the arrest, the Cass County Sheriff's Office also charged Rollcoles with possession of methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, which is a Class D felony. Rollcoles was taken to the Cass County Jail and later transferred. That same day, 47-year-old Pamela Joanne Murphy of Casey was arrested by Cass County deputies on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for theft in the fourth degree. Murphy was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on her own recognizance. And on August 23rd, 19-year-old Kaylee Renee Roach of Atlantic was arrested on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for OWI first offense. Roach was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on her own recognizance. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports 43-year-old Joe Edward Harris of Shenandoah was arrested Tuesday. That after Harris turned himself in on a Page County warrant for violation of a protection order. Harris was booked into the Page County Jail on a $300 bond. In our funeral announcements, Ronnie L. Powers, age 72, of Harlan, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. A memorial service for Ronnie Powers will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Jerry F. Youngman, age 86, of Adair, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Jerry Youngman will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church of Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has the arrangements. Betty Lou Kunze, age 86, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Betty Lou Kunze will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Church of Christ here in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Vernon Earlmeyer, age 68, of Manning, died Tuesday at his home. A massive Christian burial for Vernon Earlmeyer will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Linda Jean Tietzert, age 70, of Irwin, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Linda Jean Tietzert will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Marvin D. Bailey, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Marvin Bailey will be held at a later date in Mount Pleasant. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.